Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, wellness, and mindset. For more information on Fit Chicks Academy and our upcoming Fitness and Nutrition Expert certification, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, please visit fitchicksacademy.com. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's episode, we are doing another round of Small Shifts, Big Results.
Yeah, part two. I'm actually so excited about this because I love this.
Me too. And we had so much fun and such a great response from the first round, which, just to give everyone a recap, if you missed it, basically, we have this concept that we've been talking about for a really long time around how small shifts, it's the small things that we change and then do consistently that end up getting the big results. And so many times when people are starting on a health journey, they just feel so overwhelmed thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to change everything at once. I've got to completely overhaul my nutrition and my workouts and my mindset and everything. And they do too much too fast. And then of course, what happens is they quit. So we really wanted to do these podcasts because we talk about this a lot with our students, right? About how to help their clients start to implement these changes. And we always focus on these small shifts that, again, will lead to big results over time. So we wanted to share with you guys some more of our kind of small shifts that we do in our lives, as well as that we teach to our students, so you could start to do them and see some big results.
Yeah, I know. And truly, these are like the game changer, or like not even necessarily the game changer. I always think of it like glue that sticks everything together, right? Because you can do like bigger things and you can have like, I have a set nutrition plan or I have a set workout plan, all this. But all these little things, these small shifts, they're the glue that makes everything come together, hold it together, and gives you the results. Because it's the after the workout, after the whatever, the little extra things that really add up and make a huge difference when it comes to your overall health, well-being, change, whatever it is that you're looking for, the results that you're looking for.
Well, and also the thing that I always think is, you know, when you're on a health journey, whether it be just to get healthier, more energy, weight loss, whatever it is, you don't just go on that for 2 weeks, a month, a year, and then go back to your old habits. You have to become a different person. You have to have different actions that you take daily. So when you think about these small changes and you implement them, then they start to become easier. They start to become who you are, and then it's just effortless, right? And a lot of times, again, when we're trying to go from being like, I don't work out at all, or I eat highly processed packaged foods, to going to, oh, I, you know, eat really nutritionally dense foods, I manage my weight, I exercise 5 times a week, like that, there's such a gap in between. It's like steps, you know, I always draw my picture of like the little stick man, where you are now and where you're going. In between that is all of these little tiny habits that you start to implement. So those small shifts, again, are little stepping stones to the version of yourself that it's easy to do this ongoing. Yeah. And I just find too, it's just so much more compliance. So let's talk about our first small shift that gets big results.
Yeah.
So the first one that we're talking about today, we're going to shift gears. On the last version, I think we talked quite a bit about nutrition. We talked about, so if you want to check that out. But this one is around fitness. And it's around the idea, and I know you love this, Amanda, around the idea of doing micro workouts.
Yeah. Almost had like air guns go off like, bow, 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 bow. Like I love micro workouts so much.
I want that micro workout.
Micro workouts are truly, they are my lifesaver, because there are times where I have the greatest intention. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do this big crazy workout. I've got all these plans. And then boom, something comes in, a phone call comes in, and it goes longer than anticipated or whatever. And then now my time is cut short and I'm like, oh my gosh, I could easily just go, okay, well, I'll just keep working then, or I won't, you know, but instead I'm like, no, micro workout, like get something in. Every single thing adds up. And as long as you do it with intensity, it's going to be like amazing anyways. I think that we have this mentality that we have to do these big, long workouts. They have to be an hour. There's that whole traditional thought process around it. We need to eliminate that and just know every single movement that you do, everything that you add into your life, it all adds up, and it doesn't have to be this big long thing. It can be these small things. I love anything from 5 to 20 minutes, and I like doing them and fitting them into my day to day just to try to get movement, incorporate more movement into my day. Sorry, I
Yeah,
could keep
and
going and on about this.
well, no, and it's, a lot of times I think when people think about workouts, they think if I don't have an hour, what's the point? Like, I'm not going to be
Totally.
able to go do an hour long workout or a 45 minute long workout. So what's the point? I'm just not going to exercise today. So it's really also shifting your mindset around it. So like Amanda said, it's short, intense workouts. Like even if you have 5 minutes and you're like, okay, I'm going to do a 5 minute. I used to have an app on my phone. Sorry, I just have to cough for 1 second.
Yeah,
Let's
you're
hold that
fine.
for 1 second. I don't want to cough anyone's. Sorry about that. I used to have an app on my phone. It was like a little 7 minute HIIT workout. And it was 7 minutes, and you would do like push-ups, squats, high knees in place. Like you could just do it in a hotel room, you could do it in your living room, wherever it was. It was 7 minutes long, and I loved it. It was kind of my little backup go-to again when I didn't have time to go to the gym, or if I just wanted to get a quick total body workout. So it was like I said, it was push-ups, squats, lunges, planks, high knees, like the whole body got worked. And I just went all in for 7 minutes. So like anywhere 5 to 7 minutes is perfect, and you can do it. The thing too that I always think as well is the concept of habit stacking. So we've talked about this before, but and I can't remember which podcast it was, but we talked all about rewiring your brain and how habits are built and all of that stuff. But one of the easiest ways to implement a new habit, like a micro workout, is to stack it on top of a habit you already do. So let's say in the morning, you always make a coffee, right? So around that time, that habit is already a habit that you have integrated. It's like feels like it's on autopilot, right? You get up in the morning, you go to make your coffee. While your coffee is brewing, then you could do your 5 minute workout. So it's like you already are implementing that habit. Or it could be that, at your lunch break, you always take your lunch at 12 o'clock. That's a habit. While right after your lunch, if you do your 5 minute workout, so you stack it on top of something else that you're already doing consistently, and then it becomes easier to implement it.
Yeah, no, completely. And I always like to do things too. I always look at my day and I'm like, okay, what am I doing in this very moment? And could I be doing something differently? What I mean by that is like, and you know that I love doing this and everyone thinks it's nerdy, but I totally like doing it. So whenever I'm cooking, I cook dinner for my family, or even just if I'm making a meal for myself, if I'm like waiting for water to boil, instead of just standing there and like snacking, because that's usually what we'd want to do if we're like chopping up veggies or cheese or whatever, and then we'll eat some while we're cooking. Instead of doing that, once I have everything prepped and I'm just waiting now, I'm in the process of everything cooking, I do squats. And I know that that sounds so weird, but it's true. I do it in my kitchen. I just do squats. Sometimes I'll just do 20, sometimes I'll do 100, but I usually try to do 100. Like I kind of cap it as like, okay, I'll do 100 squats right now. And I just do it. Think about that. If I do 100 squats every single day, for even 5 days in a row, it's 500 extra squats that I've added into my day-to-day routine that I wouldn't have done otherwise, right? It's kind of like that old, I don't know if you've ever remember when people used to say, like, if you're watching television during the commercial breaks, I know that a lot of people watch online now, so we don't really see commercials, but back in the day, it was always like, during commercial breaks, move your body and like do these things. And everyone always thought it was like so ridiculous because that's harder to do because you're like lounging on the couch most likely, or like just chilling. And you're like, oh, now get up and move. And that's kind of like a harder process. But if you're already standing and you're already doing something, could you incorporate something? And it doesn't have to be 100 squats, but it could be, you're just marching in place. It could be that you're doing some push-ups off your counter or some dips off your counter, like standing or whatever. Like it could be so many different things. That's just my thing, is I just do a lot of squats because I like doing squats and I like my legs to feel really strong. But it's such an easy thing to incorporate, as opposed to it having to be like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to do my squats and then my lunges and da da da. I'm like, okay, 100 squats every day, bang them out. My husband does the same thing. He does 100 push-ups every morning before he leaves for work, and then he does them when he gets home. But now these are his habit, like it's his routine, and he just consistently is doing these push-ups all the time, and he does them in like little 25 sets over a period of time. But before he leaves the house, he's always completed 100. Right. So
But
it's like
that's a thing
this
that
really cool habit.
Yeah, and I always think too, it's like, which kind of will tie into the next one we're talking, or sorry, the third one we're talking about, but it's setting those kind of triggers for yourself, right? Because a habit always starts with a cue. There's a trigger. So it could be the way that you feel in that moment. It could be a time of day. It could be, you know what I mean? Like it always starts with some sort of a trigger. So if you give yourself, okay, before I leave the house, I am going to get my workout in. Maybe it's not, I always do it at 9 o'clock, but it's before I leave for work. So that could be 7, it could be 8, it could be 9, you know what I mean? Depending on, but it happens before that time. Or every day I do a hundred, like I'm doing 100. So you hold yourself accountable to that. So it's like having some sort of a trigger or some sort of a framework around it will make it easier to get it done. But I want us to really get out of that mindset of thinking, if I don't have time to go to the gym, or I don't have time to do my workout video, or to go for a run, or to do a Peloton, or whatever it is that's your fitness, that I'm just not going to do something. Like those 5 minute workouts add up. And especially for women as we age, like where I live is a very retirement town. There's a lot of older people, and I love it because I love going to the gym. And there's like so many older people that are there focusing on their fitness. But the conversations that I have are so fascinating because a lot of them are with women who are there and they're in their 70s or 80s, and they get so frustrated with themselves because they wish they would have done it earlier. And now they're there because they have had injuries. They can't squat down and pick things up. They need to build strength. Like all of these things are important. And I always just have such a huge, like, heart of gratitude when it comes to me being interested in fitness at such an early age, because it will be something that I do for the rest of my life, right? So those 5 minutes, even if you've never worked out and you just start implementing it now, when you're 70, when you're 80, the things that we don't want to think about, you're still going to be able to squat down and get up. Like so many people, they can't actually get up off of a seated position without holding on to something. And for me, it was a huge, like, that's never going to be me. And also, you know, that, and reminds me, you could start at any age, but it's just like, that's the stuff that I'm like, that will never be me. So starting now and just adding those squats, adding those movements, those functional movements, especially, which is why I loved my little timer app that was like the push-ups, the sit-ups, or sorry, the planks, the squats, the deadlifts, the lunges, like those are functional movements that as we age, we need as well. So that was my little side note about the micro workouts. We have to get out of that mindset. So start adding them because it will benefit you no matter what later on. Okay, the second small shift, big results, is around moving after meals. So this is something that I really started doing, and I find it's, I don't know, it's such a game changer, but it's something that a lot of us think the opposite, right? Many times we eat and then we sit. So, for example, it's like, oh, I'm going to eat and I'm going to rest and digest, which, yes, we don't want to be eating and then putting our body into, you know, a huge, like, we're going and lifting, you know, 300-pound weights where our stomach is going to be all like upset. And, but the idea of moving after a meal instead of sitting and relaxing and resting, like having dinner and then going to sit on the couch and watch TV, it actually is so important to help with blood sugar management, especially if that's something that you are struggling with. And of course, if you want to lose weight, balancing blood sugar is very important to also help with cravings. And it even if you go for a walk, it also improves digestion. So there's been studies that show like as little as a 15-minute walk after a meal can help with lowering blood sugar levels more effectively than walking at any other times of the day. So right after a meal versus just going for a walk mid-morning, even that is still great too. But if you can shift it, the mindset from being like, oh, I'm going to sit after a meal to, oh, that's what I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go for, you know, in the garden and go walk around and do stuff, move my body lightly, it has such big results for the longer term.
Yeah, it's actually a habit that we've started implementing in our family. So, which was after dinner, because now that it's, you know, here in Canada, it's springtime right now and everything is a little bit lighter outside. So we have like, you know, longer evenings and everything else, and it's warmer. We've started now going for a family walk or a family bike ride after dinner. But the bike rides are not like super intense. Like sometimes we have like intense long bike rides. These are more just like casual pedals or we go for a walk. But it's really just something that I've tried to implement every single day after dinner because I'm like, hey, I know that this is going to be helpful for us. Plus, it helps to like set circadian rhythms and all of that stuff to kind of just be like, okay, the sun is setting, even though it's bright outside, especially for my little one to be like, the sun is setting. It is really nighttime, I promise. You know, I'm not putting you to bed at daytime.
I know. Even when my son goes to bed, he's like, and he's 3. He's like, "Mommy, it's nighttime." I'm like, "It is nighttime. It's 7:30. It's bedtime."
Yeah. No, I know. But yeah,
But
it's
yeah, so
just such an
whether,
important, it's such a great and easy habit to build, that one I find.
yeah, and even if you just do it after one meal. So let's say you work in an office, you finish your lunch and you go for a little walk before you start work again. Or, like Amanda said, dinner time, like you go move after dinner, whatever time it is, but just starting to implement that. And again, it really will help with blood sugar levels, but also it helps with digestion. And of course, steps are like, walking is one of the most important things. We don't think about walking as exercise, just moving your body as much as possible. Like, I just always think, how can I move my body? Because I sit a lot during the day. Like, I work, even though I
Same.
work in fitness, health, and wellness, like, I work at a computer, right? So it's like, I have to be intentional about it. So I have to decide. And same, I do what we were just talking about with the micro workouts. I kind of tag it on. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take, a coffee break or a tea break. I'm going to get up and walk around for 10 minutes and then, have my coffee and then come back to my desk. So it's just trying to be intentional about moving a little bit more. And there's just so many benefits to it. Okay. And then the third small shift, big results. And this is one that I think is one of the most powerful coaching tools for yourself or for your clients. And so many people don't use it. And it is our awareness. So it's this small shift is just about paying attention. Because most of us are doing things on autopilot, right? So again, going back to that previous podcast that we talked about, like we have these patterns, these behaviors, these habits that we have built over time, and we've done them so many times that we literally do them without any awareness. Like, I always use the example of driving the car. Like, how many times have you done something that you end up completing? You're like, did I just put away the groceries? Or like, did I don't remember driving home or whatever it is, right? Like we do these things on autopilot. It happens to me all the time now. And I think because I talk about it so much, it's in my awareness that I'm like, oh, there it went again. I don't even remember kind of actually doing that because my brain was
No,
somewhere
it's
else.
yeah, it's so easy to put yourself into autopilot mode. And especially when it comes to like if you're doing a workout, if you do the same workout over and over again. Like I
Yes.
remember when, my very first workout, and I've talked about this before, but my very first workout video that I ever did was a VHS, and it was Cher's step aerobics video. And I loved it, and I wish I still had it because she used to sing during the workout. So it was this
Cher is a
glorious
legend.
blend of Cher and step aerobics, two beautiful things coming together. But when I did that workout, I did it so many times that I memorized the thing. Right. So I knew every movement. I knew everything that was coming. So it wasn't like I was actually putting in a lot of energy. I was just going through the motions. Right. And so I think sometimes when you're doing a workout, you can do that really easily. If you run at the same speed and at the same, if you're on a treadmill and you're running and you're using the same speed or you're doing weights and you use the same weights with the same movements and the same thing, it's so easy to just do it on autopilot. That's why you have to make some small shifts to it and you have to pay attention to it. You have to change the weight or the intensity or the way that you're moving it, or you're gonna walk at an incline as opposed to just a flat surface, or change the route or whatever it is. But all these small things to get yourself out of autopilot so that you're being aware. Because when it comes to movement specifically, I know we can talk about nutrition, all the things are the same, but when it comes to movement specifically, if you're moving on autopilot, your mind is not in the muscle, right? So you're not
Yeah.
thinking about your actual movement. And so you're probably not, if you're doing squats, you're probably not going as low as you probably could because you're just autopiloting them. You're just going through the motion itself. Or if you're running, you're probably not really pushing yourself. You're not even paying attention to like, am I even at the max capacity that I want to be at to reach the results that I want? Right. So you have to be thinking about those things. And by making those small shifts, it'll keep your brain in the awareness. And it's funny when we teach in our Fitchix Academy certification, one of the things I teach is I talk about programming. And when I talk about programming, I always talk about how like the warm up for your workout and everything else is one of the most important parts of any type of a workout, because what it's doing is it's putting the mind body connection back together. Because so many times all of us are on autopilot. We're just showing up to a class or to a workout or to something, and we're not even really thinking about it. We're just like, all right, I'm just going to go through the motions now and get this done. So we want people to have that like mind-body connection and awareness, because it's so important to be thinking and to be
Well, it's
paying
so important,
attention
and
to
it's
how our body's
also,
moving.
yeah, and it's also the key to making any changes. Like, so many
Totally.
times we're in a body that we don't love or a health that we don't want, and we're not even recognizing what we're currently doing that is either contributing to that or moving us towards our goals, right? And it's like, if we don't, the first step of any type of behavior change is awareness. And we do so many things on autopilot, right? We eat on autopilot. Like, we're not even present with our food. We don't know why we're eating certain foods. Like, we're like, oh, I want to change my health. But again, I'm binge eating on this and I don't even know why, because we're not even asking ourselves those questions. Movement, we're doing movement, like not being present during that, which also can be dangerous. But it's like, there's the first step of any, like, to me, to see any big results is just paying attention to what you're currently doing. So I always encourage our students to pick one area. Like one thing that they either want to start doing or stop doing. So let's say, for example, you want to start drinking more water, right? That would be a starting habit. Or let's say you currently drink a lot of soda and you want to stop drinking soda, right? You pick something to start or stop, but just picking one and then really get aware of what your current intake is or what you're currently doing with that habit. So maybe if you want to start drinking more water, what you're currently doing is not drinking any water. Right? You always drink coffee and then you drink juice and then you drink whatever. And then just really bring it into your awareness of what you're doing, but without judgment, which I think is the hardest thing, right? A lot of times when we start
For
to,
sure.
the reason we're not aware of things is because we don't want to feel bad about it. So we push it away. But then just setting like a small goal. So, you know, again, we've taught this habit for so long. I remember like in 2000, I think in 8 was the first time we started talking about this. But like using water as an example, if you want to drink more water and you want to hit a goal, let's say of 3 liters a day, getting a 500 milliliter bottle of water and then 5 hair elastics, because I used to always lose my hair elastics. So I used to put them around my water bottle. And then what you do is either put them on your water bottle and you take off one every time you drink the bottle of the water, and you can just put it on your wrist or whatever, or you can add them on. So you know you've got a tracking system. Or it could be that, like when Amanda was saying, even about her husband, like it could be, oh, I want to, you know, drink 1 liter by noon. So for him, he wants to do the push-ups. It's like, I do them before I leave the house. Having it like, I drink 1 liter by noon, I drink the second liter by 2 p.m., I drink the third liter by 5 p.m., right? Like having those little markers, and like that, even that, bringing that into your awareness, that intentionality. But we have to start off by just being aware of what we want to start doing and what we need to stop doing in order for us to make any changes. And I think it's
I
just
think
really,
that's the
really
most powerful
important.
shift. Yeah, I
It's,
think that's the
to
most
me, it's,
powerful shift too.
I think
It's
that's
the
one of the
only way
biggest,
to make a
yeah.
shift,
I think it's one of the
a lasting
smallest shifts
shift.
and the biggest results. Like, get real about what it is you're currently doing. So, like, and I always find too, it's like if we simplify it as well, like instead of just looking at our entire nutrition, like, oh, I've got to change the way I eat. Like, what's one area we could look at that you want to start adding something or you want to stop doing something? Like nighttime
Totally.
snacking. Or I want to start adding more protein, right? Like that way
Veggies
it
at
just,
every
it,
meal.
yeah, it makes it more simple. And then it takes away that overwhelm of I've got to overhaul everything, which is kind of the theme of the small shifts, right? We don't have to overhaul everything. We could just start with these tiny one areas. Then we master that, then we build on that, right? And that's how we start to see consistent changes. So that is part two of our small shifts, big results. So today, our small shifts, pick one of these, try it, see how you feel. Try it for at least, I say, 14 days. So either micro workouts, so 5-minute workouts, getting in short workouts, as opposed to just saying, I have to go to the gym. Moving after meals, so going for a walk for 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes after a meal. And then the third one is to pay attention. So pick something that you either want to start doing or stop doing and bring it into your awareness about what you're currently doing and what you want to do instead. And just see even how that shifts for you. Like there's been things that I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I've had things where I'm like, wow, like when I actually start paying attention, I'm like, that's interesting. Like, no wonder I'm not getting to my goal. I keep doing this thing over and over again. I didn't even realize it.
And most of the time, the small thing that you're doing is so easy for you to shift. You just have to be aware of it. Because as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, I can stop doing that pretty easily, right? Or I can start adding that in pretty easily. Like, it doesn't have to be this massive thing, but a lot of times it's like this, it's a massive light bulb moment, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's the thing.
Well,
I
yeah,
can
'cause
just do this
awareness is
one
like
small
50% of
shift.
change. It's crazy. Okay, everybody. So that is our podcast for today. Hopefully that one of these shifts resonated with you and you can start to add it and see some big results. And of course, make sure to check out our upcoming certifications at fitchicksacademy.com. We have some amazing programs that are coming up and, yeah, we would love to welcome you in the Academy and talk more about how to actually implement all of these things. So check out fitchicksacademy.com and we will see you guys next week. Have an amazing day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.